Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oakmont Country Club is the home of this year's U.S. Open.
There is the scoreboard, Johnny Miller.
It's U.S. Open Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080.
Somebody's going to have to get a couple of birdies to catch Johnny Miller, and at the moment it doesn't look like it.
The Fan.
All right, 2 hours in the books. We got one more to finish up for you. Missing those first 2 hours, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, at tanofthefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Fan text line 503-864-6326. You ever say things so fast, so repetitively, so many times that if you lose your cadence in it, you completely forget?
Have you listened to my show?
There are times where I text this. There are times where I text this fantastic radio station that I sometimes kind of barely work at. Mm. And it'll be like primetime boys or the morning guys will say something funny, or you guys, and I'll text them and be like, and sign my name, and I'm like, 503-864, right? And then I gotta go, 503-864-6326. I'm like, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
That's kind of, just kind of had that brain fart moment. NBA Blazers draft workouts.
Mm.
Private draft workouts.
Been a couple
of
these.
You told me about these, and I was like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
Being a Big O would do this show if you need to be gone.
Look, if I could have been in the building, I would have. I got a...
Are they breaking up with you, Danny?
This is part of the game. It's not the Trailblazers. The Trailblazers are actually one of the organizations that...
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. Well, the Trailblazers are actually one of the organizations that want to do these publicly. Like, there's most organizations don't nowadays.
Yeah.
But the Blazers do, and because they want to get kind of some of the, not necessarily just get some of the buzz, but like it's a part of the process.
Yeah, they want the fan base to be invigorated
Not even just the fan base, but like they want to see how these guys interact with the media. Like, as dumb as that sounds, and I'm not trying to build myself up or the media up, like, how do these guys handle themselves when the camera's on there? Like, that's a part of the intel process of like, yeah, you can watch a guy on film like doing interviews, but like, you know, you have your guys right there, and like what questions they get asked and how they answer them and what, how prepared they are, and like, in doing these for 15 years, like, I can tell you who's good and who's terrible at it. And, like, it doesn't, like, swing things, but it's more intel of, like, how comfortable guys are. Like,
so are we closed doors because agents want to protect their clients?
Agents want to protect guys. Like, there's a lot of times, like...
Because if I go 12th instead of 11th, I'm going to lose my life. It's
not necessarily always about going the highest. It's going somewhere it's the best fit. And
sure,
there's a lot of things that go into it. So the Blazers held a private workout today. I tweeted out just a little bit ago. The workout included Yegor Demon, the big guard from BYU, Derek Queen, the 4'5" big from Maryland, and Noah Penda, who plays over in France, who's kind of a Nick Batum clone. And like, I don't like using Blazers-centric.
Oh, baby. You can either get someone real excited or real triggered on that one.
But I don't
Nick Batum still plays in the league. I'd love to draft a guy that is going to play for 15 years.
I'm telling you right now, you draft somebody at 11th who is Nick Batum, home run.
Weren't you talking? You guys were talking about somebody the other day. I was listening. I think it was you and Dusty. You were talking about like a Shane Battier type guy.
Yeah. Like,
drafted a Shane Battier type
Carter
guy?
Carter Bryant.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, that's who it was. Yeah, like, yes. Yeah, sign me up.
You draft a guy who's got a 10-year career as a plus player. literally out anywhere outside of like the top two picks, you've done well.
You did well, yeah.
Like the draft class that I continually bring up is the 2007 draft class. Yes, Greg Oden, Kevin Durant. But after Kevin Durant, you've got Jeff Green, you've got Mike Conley, you've got Al Horford, you've got this list of guys
still playing in the league
that played 18 freaking years in the league, man. Like, that is a home run. Like, even though Mike Conley only made one All-Star game.
Oh, Mike Conley's one of my favorite point guards I ever watched play basketball.
Look, there's not a team in the league that didn't want him at some point in time.
Where would the T-Wolves be without Mike Conley?
The grit and grind Grizzlies don't exist without Mike Conley.
God, like, I loved him on those teams, too.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, finding a guy who's a like fringe all-star for the majority of their career is a really, really good high-end outcome.
A guy you can draft and get two contracts out of. Three, maybe.
If you draft anywhere outside of the top three, and a guy legitimately makes his second contract and plays 9 years.
That has to be
that's
it.
That's a success.
That has to be it.
The bar for success, I always say, like, when like second round picks, like, there's been plenty of guys where I look at a guy and I go, I can see that guy playing in the league for 10 years. And if a guy is smart, they will take that as a massive compliment because they have something that gets them on the floor and keeps them on the floor and allows them to make life-changing generational.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. It's that fear of being a 20-year-old kid and getting that $10 million up front and not realizing. Like, I saw there was a cool little snippet from Shaq who was talking about it. His first contract, he was like, oh, man, I had $10 million, and I just bought this and bought this, and then my agent was like, you're broke.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm broke? And it's like, yeah.
Well, the one that always, well, I shouldn't say always. I've mentioned it on air, so I can say it. Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah,
Hassan Whiteside. Before he got his big contract with the Miami Heat, he was on a weird deal with the Sacramento Kings, and I want to say he bought like a Mercedes S-Class, like a $250,000 car. So his contract was like $600,000, and he shows up
dropping over a third, 40%.
And get after your agent fees, after taxes in California.
Ugh.
Like, he shows up, and I think it was Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
They're like, take that back
now.
You can't afford that, dog. What are you doing? And they had to kind of explain to him, like, yeah, your contract is X, dog, but all you're going to have to show for it is an asset that is depreciating in value every second it's here.
Yeah.
Like, no.
You look at it, and it loses money.
Yeah, and it's like, you can't do that. You can't afford that. And, like, that's not to you know, make fun of him. Like, that's something that happens in the league a lot. Now, he went out and got a massive contract with Miami Heat where he got world-changing money, $100 million. Like, but I mean, that's different.
Isn't it Antoine Walker? Isn't he broke?
There's a
Wasn't
lot
there
of,
talk about him lot, being
I mean,
broke?
Iverson and, went through it. Yeah. I mean, like, this stuff happens to guys because you have so much money and you're not used to having it. Like, financial literacy is such a huge part of all of this.
Yeah, well, let's get away from that. Let's actually talk about what we could have possibly learned today at the NBA draft. What guys look like, the best fit, how you feel. Danny, you are our Blazer dude in the house. We got you here. We got this breaking news. Let's let this slide. That's Danny Morang. I'm Patrick Harris. That's Will Ortner on the ones and twos. This is 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, because the show hasn't been off the rails enough, we'll bring the Pope into this bad boy.
Hell yeah.
For no reason other than I just think it'll be fun. Mm. It's a Friday. I've mailed it in. I mailed it in hours ago. No, look, in fact, I'm not even here. I already left.
No, we're gone.
Rob came in and I was like, that's my hero. I'm out
of here. Did he grab his water bottles?
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
Lazy. Yep, ruining it for the rest of us, dude. That's all we asked him to do was get water for all of us.
I mean, he's the big money around here. He can buy the water.
He can buy the water. He is also like $8. I can afford that too. I don't even really work here. But we were talking about Blazers. They had their pre-draft workouts behind closed doors, as we kind of talked about. Like, it's a little private thing that agents do to kind of protect their clients. But Danny, you tweeted this out. Who was in the building today? And I mean, I hate to just sit here and like interview you, but we'll use this for a moment. Like, you tell me, what are your sources telling you? Who was in the building? How does it look? What's the best fit for this Blazer team?
So,
because this is a big draft, right?
It is.
It
is, because like everybody talks about, yes, it's always better to be at the top, but so much of this stuff is luck, and whether it's lucking into Jalen Williams, and everybody talks about, look how good OKC's front office is. Well, in that same draft, they draft, you know, they trade up to draft Usman Jang. He's not an NBA player. He was taken in front of Jalen Williams. Like,
yeah. And that, I mean, that happens.
But that's the thing is like, but you also,
we were talking about Joe Johnson. I was looking at the 2001 NBA draft, and I was like, ooh, I don't even know who that guy is. But I mean, he went fifth?
Yeah, but I mean, you look at the 11-12 spots. This isn't to say it's better to be picking 11-12, but like, you look at guys like Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Williams, and SGA all went 11-12.
Klay Thompson is number 11.
There's a lot of guys that go in this range that are pretty damn good. There's a lot of guys that are also busts. That's the thing, is there's a lot of luck that goes into this. Like, there's a chance, and I'm not saying this to blow smoke up Blazers fans' butts. Like, that's not, no. I'm just saying that you can luck into something.
Yeah.
You know, the Sacramento Kings taking Thomas Robinson and the Blazers going, yes!
Huzzah!
Great. Damian Lillard, come on down.
Come on down, like, baby.
Like, luck is, it factors into this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Luka Doncic not going number one overall. You can make the justification for DeAndre Ayton going number one with Sarver and the Phoenix ties and University of Arizona and all those kind of things. You cannot excuse what the Sacramento Kings did when you've got Vlade Divac, who knows Luka's dad, and it's like, nah, we're good. Or, like, even
they
you could
take
Marvin Bagley.
Oh, brutal.
But you can at least talk yourself into the Atlanta Hawks being a team is like, no, we're going to take Trae Young.
Yeah.
Because it's a quantity that we know, because
we
played at Oklahoma.
We
blah,
feel
blah, blah.
Good, yep.
But, like, luck. Luck matters in all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Whether it's coin tosses, whether it's Greg Oden over Kevin Durant, whether it's Bowie over Jordan. Like, it's just, it's luck, man. And
yeah.
You just hope that you're on
Kwame
the right.
Kwame Brown or Tyson Chandler.
Oh, God. I mean, Darko Milicic or
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, like, and Chauncey's done numerous interviews.
Who went four in that draft? Is that D. Wade?
Yeah. It's,
that draft. Can't go back to that draft. That's the year I graduated high school. It hurts.
Was that the 2003 draft?
It's 2003.
Yeah,
it hurts.
Yeah, the 2003 draft, maybe the best draft class in NBA history.
Carmelo Anthony's the most washed basketball player I've seen in a long time. It hurts. Yeah. It hurts.
Been in the league for 20 years.
Not the same age. It hurts.
Yeah, no, it's physically painful. But no, the guys they brought in today, Yegor Demin, I believe he measured 6'8" and 3/4" barefoot. He's a big guard at a BYU, played overseas before he came over here, got, you know, $3 million to get the bag.
I seen him. He was good.
He's the best passer and playmaker in this draft. The shooting is a thing that you wonder, like, he didn't shoot it well this year, but he started to kind of figure some stuff out late. He at the combine, he shot the living hell out of the ball. Now, it's a little more structured and you're preparing for it, but he's also honed some things in on his jumper. You wonder how he can play off ball. Can he play off ball? Because he's always been an on-ball guy.
Well, and the way this team is built, you're going to have to play off ball.
I mean, but you also need somebody who's probably going to be your driving force, and is that kind of what they're looking at him? Mm-hmm. Could he be the primary on-ball guy? Like, is it going to be Scoot? Is it going to be Ant? Is it going to be Shaden? Is it going to be Denny? Like, you just kind of don't really know what
who's going to be here.
Yeah, you don't really know what the entire focus is going to be yet. And then they also brought in Derek Queen, who's the 4-5 tweener from Maryland.
Loved
had a game-winning shot.
Absolutely loved him.
But he's in an era where tweeners have just don't exist anymore. He's kind of Sabonis-y in a sense of, like, he can do some things as a creator.
Papa or Little Sabs?
No, Little Sabs. Okay. No, because if he was 7'3", he'd be like, I don't really care. Like,
I think I'm going with that guy.
Like, if he's 7'3", it's like, that's a little different, because even if he's not a great rim protector, he's still really freaking big. You can compensate if you're that big.
I like Papa Sabs.
But that's also part of the problem with Domas, is that as big as he is, he's a little short-armed. He's 6'10", 6'9".
He's not very thick.
No, well, I tell you what. I've told this story before. I was walking out of Blazers media room when they're playing the Pacers still. So this is like early Sabas, where he had just gotten traded to the Kings. God, I can't remember. It was so long ago. But somebody said something to me as I was walking out of the media room, and I kind of turned my head, and the visiting entrance to the tunnel is right there at the media room. Mm-hmm. And I turned my head, and I'm not a small human. I ran smack dab into the middle of Domas' chest. I bounced off of him. Oh. He didn't budge. And I was like,
so he may not be thick, but he's thick.
Sturdy.
Yeah.
He's got concrete legs, man. Dude, like,
we talked about this. GU for life.
Look, he's a guy that I had wrong. I thought he'd be a backup big in the NBA.
Oh, not me.
I was like, he's a guy probably that I maybe have gotten most wrong of any player in recent memory.
I think he's a good one to be wrong on, though.
But, like, again, my questions were the size and the ability to be a rim protector, and could he be a scorer?
Well, he had a lot of Chet in him in the sense, like, you're real small.
Like, in a different way.
In a different way, yeah.
Like, you're, you know, kind of short-armed, but, like, Queen's kind of the same way, where, like, he's a little undersized, he's not the best rim protector, he's not the most mobile defensively, and, like, if you're going to build a team, like, can you put him at the four? It's like, because if you're putting him at the five, you're going to run into problems the same way that you do with Sabonis or even a guy like Şengün in Houston, where even though he's improved defensively, he's heavy footed and you're always
still a lot.
You're going to be playing drop coverage. Like, you're not going to be like switching with him. And, like, it's one thing to run drop coverage when you've got 7'3", 290 pound Donovan Clingan. Like, big man in paint, like, deal
big
with
man,
it.
Big man, grab ball.
Like, deal with it. Good luck. Like, if you get there, Great. Have fun with that. It's like same thing with Rudy Gobert. It's like, yeah, huge guy in paint. Everybody talks about him getting played off the floor. I'm like, he gets played off the floor offensively, not defensively. And then they brought in Noah Penda, who's a 6'7½" barefoot wing, who is a kind of a swingman, very similar to Nick Batum. Like, everybody wants to make that comparison because he's like a 6'8" swingman from France. But, like, no, there's a lot of Nick Batum to his game. Like, he's got some creation to his game. He's got a little bit of juice off the dribble. He can attack closeouts. He can knock down threes. Swiss Army knife defensively. Like, ticks a lot of those boxes. But those are the three guys that came in today. And we are less than 2 weeks away from the NBA draft. 2 weeks from Wednesday. So we're, what, 12 days away from the NBA draft. And I'm starting to get texts about promises. Teams that are, like, promising players, so they shut down workouts. You're hearing about players picking up, quote-unquote, injuries and not going to workouts. Some of that is protecting guys. Some of that is they do have a real injury. Some of that is, hey, I don't want my guy coming into your workout going up against this guy.
Because there's
a chance he might look better. And now you're looking at that guy over my guy.
It's almost like college football recruiting. Shut him down. Don't let him go anywhere else. Don't let him step foot on another campus.
Yep. And look, I've mentioned this before. The Portland Trailblazers drafted Anthony Simons 24th or 25th. I can never remember. The team that was picking after them was the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers promised Anthony Simons. Blazers said, not so fast, my friend. We're going to move up and we're going to take Ant here. Boop! And, like, that kind of stuff happens, man. Yeah. Like, because the intel gets out. We know this is the – you talk about ceilings and floors of, like, where a guy will go. Like, we know that at this spot, if this player is available, they're 100% taking this guy.
Sure.
So if we want this guy, we have to get in front. We hear about this in the NFL.
Like, all the time.
You know, the quarterbacks this year was, you know, was Jackson Dart. Of what, like, where is he going to go? Like,
one of my favorite drafts ever is when Pete Carroll takes Earl Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, they had like the 10th or 11th pick mm-hmm. in the draft. And he was like, Earl Thomas was the number one guy on our board.
Yeah.
And
you know, some of that stuff is BS, but sometimes it is 100% real.
But sometimes that might be real. He was like, they fell to us at 10. He's our number one guy on the board. Of course we're taking it.
Yeah. And it's like, you just.
I mean, Taylor Mays was pissed, but.
Fight on. You want to talk about physical freaks that didn't translate to the NFL?
Yeah, no kidding. That dude, I loved that guy
holy
so much.
Holy crap.
Loved that dude so
I've
much.
I've never seen a safety move like that. And that's even including Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor.
And you thought he'd be so pissed that Pete Carroll would show up to the NFL and be a wrecking ball, and he was terrible.
Yeah, no. It is what it is.
Where do you think they lean?
So there is a group of players.
Or do we still need to see how this, like,
oh, no,
Simons Grant thing plays out?
I don't think. Look, again, I'll say this. I would be more surprised if the Blazers traded Anthony than if they gave him an extension.
Okay.
Now, Jeremy, I am of the mind that they both need to move on.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to happen. I think Jeremy is probably looking to move somewhere else, and the Blazers, they've got a bit of a logjam. And if you're going to take another forward, it's like, okay, yeah. Like, because the Blazers, you go up and down the roster. We've mentioned this ad nauseum. It's not that just that they have depth. They have young depth. At point guard, they have Scoot. At the two, they have Shaden. At, you know, the three, they have Tumani. At the four, they have Denny. At the five, they have Donovan. And that's before you get to Jabari. That's before you get to Chris. That's before you get to Roops. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of young depth, too. So if you're going to draft another wing, somebody's got to go.
Someone's got to go.
And, I mean, like, and on the guard side of things, like, this is, like, the way that I've kind of decided this is between not necessarily Ant and Scoot or Ant and Shaden. It's between Scoot and Shaden because I think the Blazers look at Ant and go, we know what he is. Like, he's a 20-point-per-game scorer. He's a high-volume 3-point shooter. Like,
already shown. That's why he gets paid.
Yeah, and it's like one of these two guys, like, and if you draft another guard, you're basically, the analogy that I use is you go full Joker. You go Chris Nolan Joker and you go Heath Ledger. You snap the pool cue. You throw it in. You go,
who wants it?
We got a spot for one.
Yep.
Figure it out.
Yep.
Like, and I think because Scoot's going into year three, Shaden's going to year four, and now Shaden obviously lost a year with the injury. It's like, but this, like, everybody wants to keep everybody, and everybody always wants to keep the young guys because you can always sell yourself on potential of figuring somebody out.
But eventually you have to pull the trigger on one of them.
Yeah, something has to figure itself out, and one of them has to end up being better than Ant for you to be like, okay, Ant's the guy out.
Sure.
And as of right now, that's not the case. And everybody's like, oh, you're such an Ant guy. No, guys. Yes, Ant's my guy, but I want all of them
realistic.
To be good. It's like, neither one of those guys is anywhere close to Ant right now.
Yeah.
They're just not.
No.
And that's fine.
And that's why he's wanted on the trade market. That tells you got somebody that's an asset.
Yeah, like, everybody's talking about, oh, Ant's going to, you're not going to get much for him. I'm like, really? Because every team is looking for a guy right now who can hit shots off the dribble at a high volume, particularly from three.
Especially teams that either made the playoffs, first round bounces, or closely made the playoffs. All those guys need somebody like that.
Like, the teams that were out, like, not the Knicks and the Timberwolves, but, like, what's the thing they need? They need more shot creation.
Yeah.
Like, the Orlando Magic, the destination that everybody talks about Ant because it's from Orlando and they need this, da-da-da. Like, you can go up and down the list. The Houston Rockets, the Lakers, before Luka falls in their lap. Like, teams across the league need shot creation. They need three-point shooting. They need those things. And so it's going to be really interesting. When you look at this draft, there's a group of guys, for me, that it all depends on how the draft shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
I think in no particular order, the four guys that I'm looking at, it was funny. I was listening to Richmond on Locked On the way in. He mentioned the exact same four guys. It's Kasparis Jakusionis. It's Carter Bryant, it's Noah Senge, and you could probably talk me into Yegor being that guy, but, like, I look at kind of what Portland has and what they need and the type and style of guys that they looked at, and it's like KJ and Bryant are probably the two guys that I like most, but they're probably the most likely to go earlier.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, okay, now what kind of a situation? Now do they trade back and get, you know, two picks from, you know, Nets or there's a couple teams that have multiple picks in that range. And you're just kind of like, okay, do they do that? I haven't heard anything about them moving up, but I kind of look at it and go, what other transactions could they have in play? You know, do they move a Jeremy Grant and they get something here that makes them, you know, change their mind about what they're going to do there? And it's like, we're 12 days out and outside of the top two teams in the league, as far as the draft order and the Mavs and the Spurs.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
It's very weird.
Nobody knows. 2 weeks from yesterday, 13 days or from Wednesday, 12 days. You were right. I thought my math was wrong there for a second, and it was wrong. 12 days away, and we'll find out. It's going to be a very, very interesting offseason, especially for your Portland Trailblazers. When we come back, we'll bring the Pope into this, because why not? But first, we'll throw it to the big fellow with sports. I've been kind of teasing this all day, just for funsies.
Big Pope talk.
We've been kind of all over the place today, Danny.
That's kind of what we do here.
That's kind of what we do here, huh? That's kind of what we do here. Yeah, I've been seeing this. You know, Will kind of alluded to it earlier. Everybody's seen, everybody knows, the Pope is a graduate of Vanderbilt.
There you go.
Villanova. Probably a big Knicks fan, I imagine.
I would imagine.
Maybe he's a big DiVincenzo guy, yeah, and he's more of a T-Wolves guy. He's more mad at the Knicks for letting him go. But he was seen in his Pope attire wearing a Chicago White Sox hat. Look, first things first, I 100% thought that was photoshopped.
Well, the funny thing is the Cubs tried to say they were...
He was there.
The first, like, you know, he roots for us, and it's like...
And then they found footage at the World Series.
His brother was like, no. He's a Sox fan. And like... To me, like, first of all, it would have been hilarious if the brother was a Sox fan and he was doing this as like a troll to his brother.
His brother is a Cubs fan. He's like, yeah, nah, he's a Southside guy.
No. He's a huge Sox guy. You know, that's whatever.
It just kind of had me thinking, like, when there are big personalities, like, you know, whether they're important or non-important, sport or not sports, but like politics or non-politics influencers, do you like it when they show their team colors? Like, I hate the White Sox, you know, diehard Cleveland Indian fan. I absolutely despise the White Sox. White Sox, Twins, Tigers, jump a cliff.
Sure.
Royals never did anything wrong to me, so I don't have a problem with
that. And plus those powder blues.
Yeah, the blues are so sexy. Plus George Brett freaked out. Like, that's awesome. But I hate the White Sox.
Sure.
I see the Pope, and I'm like, the Pope watches baseball? All right, I'm kind of in.
Kind of dope.
Barack Obama?
Jose Obama was
a White Sox fan? He's like, I'm from the South Side. I'm like, that's kind of dope. Do you like it?
I do.
Some stuff pisses me off, though.
Like, Jack always sitting courtside at Laker games. Like,
I love that.
Like, Spike in the Knicks. Like, it gets tiresome when they play it up too much. Like,
sure,
the Pacers-Knicks rivalry and having Spike and Reggie there was
excellent.
It's fun.
That's theater.
Like that's part of it. But when they become, like, this is funny when it pertains to the Blazers. Like, Ty Burrell's probably the biggest Blazers fan. Ian Carmel, Katie Lang. Like, it's not as... It's big.
Yeah,
like,
we're, you know. But if I would love to see Sam Elliott at a Blazer game. But yeah, what's up, bro?
Like, you know, where was he? Grant High School?
I don't know where he went to high school. I know he's from the area.
Clark College Penguin.
Cool, baby. Right here, dude. Class of 06.
There you go.
He might be David Douglas.
He might be David Douglas, but okay. I can't remember. But the whole point of it is, like, you know, as it pertains to, you know, Portland sports, there's just not a real big name. Like, you know, every now and then you'll see, you know, a rapper rocking a Rasheed Wallace jersey, like, oh, it's dope. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, it doesn't happen all that often.
There are times when it does start to bother me. I do know that in the 2016 World Series, Cubs, Cleveland, John Hamm, diehard Cardinals fan, was in the stands at Wrigley rocking a Cardinals hat.
Look,
I love that.
Yeah.
I was like, troll job.
Yes.
I saw him at Yankee Stadium the other day with a Yankee hat on, and I was like, ugh.
That's like Rob Lowe wearing the NFL hat, dude. Like, what? Just.
Yeah, Rob Lowe, you're an LA fan. We know you are. Like, just do it.
Just do the thing.
Just do the thing. You're Rob Lowe, dude. You're the most gorgeous 60-year-old man to ever walk planet Earth.
It's like, can we stop?
Nobody cares what hat you're
wearing. If anything, that's nasty work. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, don't wear the. Don't go betrayal.
Wait,
like, own who you are.
Wait, I've always wanted.
The team hoppers, man. Like, Drake.
Oh,
just,
no.
You know,
no.
Whatever it's going to be. Like, him wearing the Kentucky warm-ups is still one of the funniest things to me ever. Like, it's the old meme, like, Blood thinks he's part of the team. It's like, no, dude.
So I agree with the NFL hat. That is bad. Is it bad, though, that I really want a Major League Baseball umpire's hat? Just the black with the logo on the front?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Is it weird?
It's a little weird.
Would you talk about me the way you talk about Rob Lowe?
Yes.
Like, being a gorgeous 40-year-old but selling out on a hat?
Yeah, 100%.
I might wear that hat if you throw in that gorgeous 40-year-old.
Right.
I like
right.
Will's side-eyeing me over here. He's like,
Does that come with the side of gorgeous?
He saw me sneak that in, didn't you, baby?
You're very pretty, man.
Does that come with the side of gorgeous? Because if it comes with the side of gorgeous, I'll rock the hat,
sign
baby.
Sign me up, baby.
Have you heard of a hat fish?
Uh-uh. A hatfish.
It's like a catfish.
Okay.
But it's a hatfish.
I'm intrigued.
Again, the Gulf TikTok.
I am terrified that I am a hatfish.
There was a rather attractive woman who was like going around asking dudes, are you a hatfish? And it was the idea of like, you know, a lot of women like dudes wearing a hat. Like, is he hot or is he just wearing a hat?
Mm.
There's that whole thing that comes with it.
Oh, I wear a hat every day.
Yeah, I'm a hat guy.
And my, you know, old preschool, she thinks it works pretty well. So does that make, is she a hatfish or I a hatfish?
But no, it's when the hat comes off.
Oh, so the hat comes off and now I'm oog.
Well, you're.
Now I got no alibi.
Well, it's not that you're oog. It's where's the hairline? And unfortunately, you are indeed a hatfish.
Yeah, well, I have.
Because you have the
top.
I
was going to shave today. I'm going to shave tomorrow.
But you've got...
Oh, she gone.
Up top. She gone. But with the hat on, you're just short hair.
Yeah, it's
like
why...
You just got... Like, if I pop mine off, yeah, my hair is short.
But you got hair.
Hairline's still exactly where it needs to be.
That's why I'm really mad at Shaka Smart.
Oh, because he shaved it completely down.
He was like bald forever, and then he was like, actually, I have hair.
Well, Suit gave me crap because I chopped off the locks because he's like, I can't do that.
I get mad about it too, dude. You can grow hair like that. You need to grow hair like that on the rest of us bald kids.
Look, man. I wasn't against it. It was getting frustrating. There's no part of that because how long? Because it was literally on my shoulders. But, you know, I will grow it out longer than it is right now, probably through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I will not probably grow it out to that extent ever again.
Yeah.
Because the awkward stage was real awkward. It was like, oof, this is, there was nothing I could do with it besides the hat.
Yeah.
But it was like, it got to a point where when it was at that level, like I could literally like pull it back. I could man bun it. Like it was like, okay, this is kind of fun. But my wife hated it with a fiery passion of a thousand suns.
What I think.
I cannot tell you what she told me. I will tell you off
air. This is a children's show. This is a family show.
No, this would get me 100% fired. What she told me, I will tell you off air. It made me laugh so hard and then be like, damn, at the same time. But the hatfish is a real thing.
I think I'm going to try to get a sponsor and rock this next year for the Stanley Cup Finals. I will not shave at the beginning of the playoffs till the end.
I got a deal with Movember. God, was that 2018, 2019? I did that. And I did the No Shave November deal as part of, you know, raising awareness and all that kind of stuff. They cut a little check and all that. And I got some of their facial beard products and all those things. And, I'm about that. And playoff beards, unbeaten. Because, yeah, you get the dudes who can, like, the Brent Burnses of the world who just rock a beard. And then there are guys that is the worst, messiest, nastiest, rattiest, like, oh, no, brother.
Sidney Crosby is younger than me and his face. I mean, not by much. And his facial hair, bad.
And if you ever wondered whose side I was on in the Sid versus Ovi debate, settled it.
You took the grown Ruski.
Oh, dude.
You took the grown
Ovi's
man Ruski.
Ovi's beard is just immaculate, dude. Like, Sid, like, Dusty can grow a better, heavier, thicker facial hair than Sid Crosby.
The conquistador himself?
Look, he's actually to a point where it's respectable now. Like, when he grows it out. Now, when we first started doing this, it's actually kind of crazy. In a matter of, like, 3 years, I was like, dude, just let it go. It'll get used to it. And it's like, I haven't shaved for 2 days on the sides. And it starts to fill in pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's one of those things where it's like, my first deployment mustache, oh, buddy, 18-year-old Danny didn't have facial hair.
No?
And when that first stash came in, it was so ratty and nasty.
I don't think I had facial hair until I was about 24.
Yeah, it was about 25. 23, 24 is when it, like, and then now it's like, God.
I got it.
Well, now it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, God, it's kind of a pain. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I am looking into lasering off all the hair on my head so I don't ever have to shave my head again.
Oh, I thought you were saying your whole body.
No.
Same.
No, I like my body hair. So does preschool. She likes it too.
I was talking about the laser hair.
Oh, the hair, dude. Yeah. Like, from this line up, dude, and the back, like, it's never coming back. I just have to shave it every 3 days. Like, that sucks, man. I'm just over it.
But
I don't want to do my face. I would like to be able to grow a beard if I want to grow a beard.
No, I
don't mind shaving my face.
That's my face for our wedding.
Yeah.
My wife's like, I haven't seen you really since high school without facial hair. And I did it. And she was like, don't ever do that again. I was like, I told you.
Yeah, I have to have the mustache forever too. All right, we come back. We'll wrap up shop. This is Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, I hope everybody has a nice little weekend. We're watching basketball tonight.
We do.
You know, we kind of touched on this a little earlier. I don't know the last time, because they always happen simultaneously, that we had this good of a Stanley Cup final and this good of an NBA finals kind of back-to-back nights.
You kind of get it night in, night out for like a 10-day period.
Yeah, I mean,
period.
Hockey goes night in, night out. I wish the NBA would follow suit, but I get it. We don't need to open that can. But I do kind of like that it's, you know, last night, you said it was down 3-0. I was kind of hanging out with some buddies at the bar. I saw it go 3-0. I was like, I went home. And there wasn't anything else on. Mm-hmm. Like baseball, like the last baseball game on yesterday was at like 5:30, yeah. And I didn't care who it was. I don't even remember who it was. I was like, I'll throw this hockey game on, and 3-2.
I was doing some writing.
I guess I'll watch this.
Yeah, in preparation for draft stuff, and it goes 3-0 as I was starting to wrap some stuff up. That's when I pivoted in my chair and, boop, fired up the old Xbox. And I've got like one headphone off, like in between whatever we're playing, and I see the score, like I hear the eruption, and I'm like, oh. Real quick, we went this whole show without mentioning it. Father's Day this weekend.
That's true.
Shout out to all the fathers.
Shout out
this
to all the dads. It is the U.S. Open. That is usually my reminder that it's Father's Day.
Shout out to all the dads out there.
Shout out to all the dads.
And all the good things and great things.
Remember, bonus dads are not stepdads. They're dads who stepped up.
There you go.
That's right, baby. All right. That'll do it for us. Danny, thank you again for having me in on your fine little program here. That's Danny Moran. Will Ortner, the Big O. It's good to see you, brother. You be good. I'm Patrick Harris. Could do something. I would do. Primetime's next.
Everybody take care. Talk soon. Have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.